Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and if you were at the Arias last night, how are you doing this morning? This week and next, we have two specially extended episodes where we bring you the winners, the speeches, the hosts, and the glitz from the most important night in the calendar for the radio and audio industry. This week, it's all about the winners and acceptance speeches from the first half of the show. So let's get cracking, as there's a lot of awards to get through. And we'll hear from our hosts, Romesh Ranganathan and Alice Levine, who kept us entertained throughout the evening. And just a warning that this episode does contain some strong language.
Hello, hello, hello. Look at you guys, you look amazing. It's like we've got the Met Gala from Wish. Evening, everybody. Look at this. Romesh Ranganathan and Alice Levine. In many ways, just sort of getting to see us as an award in itself, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they said it would never happen. They hoped no. It would never happen.
Well, they tried to stop it.
They did. I think I speak for us both, just a kind of rare moment of sincerity, when I say, as the fifth and 12th choice, respectively, we don't take this for granted, so thank you for having us.
Yes, I cannot tell you just how honoured we both are to be here tonight to celebrate the real heroes of audio, the very best in British radio and podcasting. I genuinely can't tell you. I cannot tell you. I do not want to tell you.
I would stop, actually, because you're really straining and something bad's going to happen. We are here to bask in your glory, mostly. We're also here to kind of beg for a job if there's any kind of work going. I haven't been in radio for around 12 years, so it would be great. The conversion rate is actually pretty incredible, if you think about it. When Greg James hosted this show, he presented a certain station with gold. Now he presents the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Just think about it. So you hosted this. You've hosted an award here before, have you? Have you been here before?
I've been here before, yeah.
Yeah, and now you've got a Radio 2 show.
Yes.
I just think, like, add it up. I mean, just see you on Kerrang! In the spring is all I'm saying, OK?
Yes. Well, it was a combination of being here before and diversity. But of course... This event is all about you. You are the soundtrack to our world. The music that you play brightens our day. Your insights enlighten us, and your news keeps us connected to the world.
And then there's your phone-in shows for people who are just too unhinged for Twitter.
Yes, you somehow artfully deal with calls that are somehow more confrontational than Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Right, I actually think so far we've handled this quite professionally, but they did build in a contingency plan. So here to tell you all about the actual good work that the Academy does, please welcome the Managing Director of the Radio Academy, Aradhana Tal-Leach, and the Chair of the Radio Academy, and Ramesh's new boss, watch out, Helen Thomas.
Thank you, Ramesh. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Radio Academy Arias 2024. Thank you so much for joining us for the premiere night in the year that celebrates the great and the good in radio and audio. And I'm not just talking about those we'll name as gold, silver, and bronze winners, but every single person in this room who represents the best of our brilliant, thriving audio industry.
The entries received this year, almost 1,000 of them, were some of the highest level we've ever heard, making the judging process not only exciting, but really hard for our 200 plus judges. They listened to almost 10 days of continuous audio between them to not only come up with the nominations, but also our winners tonight. So first things first, will you please show your appreciation with a round of applause for our judges who give their very busy time for free. They make this night what it is, along with our always switch-on Chair of Judges, Phil Riley. Thank you.
Now, later on this evening, we're going to have a moment to reflect exactly what the Radio Academy does and how we do it, how we nurture and support on and off-air talent, as well as sharing knowledge and celebrating success with our members all year round. To do this, we need a dedicated team, led by Aradhana here. She and the team work day in, day out to provide opportunities to all our members and our patrons. There's everything from RAMP, our celebrated pan-industry mentoring programme for people at the midpoint in their careers, to our young talent initiatives, including 30 Under 30. Then there's big ticket events like tonight and the Radio Academy Festival. So please, can we all show our appreciation to Aradhana and the Radio Academy team? So, over the next couple of hours, we're going to reveal the winners of our 27 categories. We're also...
Oh, baby. You did not mention that. Okay. Yeah, sure.
We're also going to present the Pioneer Award, whose previous recipients have included Janice Long and Tony Blackburn, OBE. The Pioneer Award recipients are chosen by the trustees of the Radio Academy. And this year, we're presenting it posthumously to someone who was an undisputed trailblazer, Annie Nightingale, CBE. And we're also going to be taking a moment to pay our respects to one of the most significant UK radio broadcasters of all time, who sadly passed earlier this year, the legendary Steve Wright, MBE.
Just before we hand back to Alice and Ramesh, we cannot let this moment pass without thanking our sponsors and partners tonight. Without their support, we could not make tonight happen. So thank you to All In Media Xperi, Arkiva, BBC Sounds, Carver PR, Music Master On Air, News Broadcasting, PPL, PRS for Music, Radio Times, Radio News Hub, and RCS. Plus, a very special thanks to TBI Media for the immense production we're about to see.
So, to everyone in this room who is nominated, we wish you all the luck in the world with what is about to unfold. And without further ado, let the Radio Academy Arias 2024 commence. Thank you.
That's where the pyros were supposed to go off, so that's embarrassing. You can see why Helen's a big boss, because she didn't say 28 categories, she said 27 plus a special one to make it sound like less. And it did, didn't it? It felt like less.
Not for me.
No. Thanks, Radha and Helen, and also thank you, of course, to our big sponsors.
Yes, and thank you to the popcorn, louder than we all thought it was going to be.
The true star of the show.
Let's get on with it. Yeah. It's high time we had our first award, a Best New Radio Show supported by Carver PR. So, to present the award, it's the iconic host of Radio 2's Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation. It's Trevor Nelson, MBE!
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Very nice. Okay, the bronze goes to Takeover Tuesday's Prison Radio Association. The silver goes to Unexpected Elements, BBC World Service. And the gold for Best New Radio Show, supported by Carver PR, is Tim's Listening Party, Absolute Radio.
I'd like to thank Paul Sylvester, I'd like to thank Ian Lamara, Ben Cooper, Nick Harris and Nick Fraser and everyone who listens and for this. Thanks a lot.
Can Congratulations to Tim. You should take it off, you won't feel the benefit. That's all I'll say. Our next award is for Best New Presenter. Now, just to be on this shortlist, you have to have shown a natural talent, passion and charisma.
Yeah, so it's fair to say your innate flair for something you've only just taken up has everyone here looking at you and feeling one thing, envy and sort of hope that you fail.
I feel like you've revealed more about yourself than other people there, but we'll move on. To welcome them to the Smug Club, last year's winners from Prison Radio Association, it's the hosts of Life After Prison, Zach and Jules.
The bronze award goes to my boy Ali Ali, Prison Radio Association. Woo!
The silver award goes to Rob Burrow, BBC Radio Leeds.
Now, the judges for this category said that this gold winner was an infectious joy.
So, the gold winner for Best New Presenter goes to Caroline Steele.
Wow. Out of breath from those stairs and eating all that popcorn. I'll just say two quick thank yous to two amazing editors who have given me some great opportunities. Ramid Sabar, who encouraged me to present my first ever episode of Crowd Science, the show I present, and Martin Smith, who's in the audience somewhere. He's given me lots of chances on lots of different programmes and keeps choosing to put me on air, so thanks so much. And also thanks to Marnie Chesterton, who's like my presenting idol, and whenever I'm stuck on something, I always think, what would Marnie do? And it always helps. So thanks, Marnie. Thank you.
Yeah. Our next award is for Best New Podcast, and I can say that I started this, I guess, so thank you. I don't want to be over-humble about it, but did they exist before?
To tell us more about the luminaries who are up for this one, please welcome from Magic, it's breakfast host Harriet Scott and weekend early evening host with the side of All Saints, Nicole Appleton.
For having us, it's really lovely to be here. The bronze award goes to Springleaf Mighty Bunny. The silver goes to Near Death BFBS. And the gold goes to an entry the judges said was both extraordinary and innovative.
Right, the gold winner for Best New Podcast goes to...
7, Rob Burrow, BBC Radio Leeds.
Get in! Yes! I am so proud of Rob and Lindsay for everything they've done with this podcast. BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Sounds approached them last summer and said, we've had a bit of an idea. And guess what? We've done it and we've created something special. And I'm so, so proud of what we've done, guys. It's new, it's different, and we've broke the boundaries of what's come before. I know Mr. Burrow wants to say a few words, so Lindsay, go for it.
Best new podcast. What a result. The last big trophy I lifted was at the Super League final in 2017. This one isn't as big, but it certainly is a special. I want to say thank you to the judges and the Radio Academy for recognising that this podcast is a good one. I know how competitive this industry is, so it really is very cool that you like what we've done. This is the first time someone like me, who has motor neuron disease and uses a gaze machine to communicate, has been given the chance to present a podcast. I want to say a big thank you to the team at BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Sounds for making this possible. Thank you for having the patience to work with me and being brave enough to give me a microphone, trusting that I won't say something that would get you in trouble. I'd also want to thank my incredible wife, Lindsay, for always being there and being my co-host to chat to our guests. I hope everyone here has a great night. Don't get too drunk at the after party.
Guys, Rob Burrow! It is time for Best Speech Breakfast Show, and the makers of these are genuinely on the front line.
Yes, usually the only people who want to tell you about their incisive opinions on a variety of subjects in the early hours of the morning have spent the night in a Wetherspoons.
And those opinions are generally about like flags on football shirts. But these legends make truly engaging shows at a time of day most of us can barely make a bowl of Frosties.
So to present the award, please welcome, fresh from this year's London Marathon, it's KISS presenter and 2023 Young Audio Award host, Tyler West.
Right, so without further ado, the bronze goes to Five Live Breakfast, BBC Radio 5. The silver award goes to TalkSport Breakfast, TalkSport. And for the moment that we have been waiting for, well, the fourth moment that we've been waiting for, the judges said that this show showcased the craft of radio absolutely perfectly. The gold winner for Best Speech Breakfast Show goes to Matt Bailey at Breakfast, BBC Radio Newcastle.
Wow, I don't really know what to say. Thank you so much for this. We've only been on air a year and a half, so to win this in our first year, absolutely incredible, not just for the team who are on the show every day, my producer Misha here, Tom and Colette who are up there as well. For everyone who works on the show every single day at Newcastle, including our incredible news team, Sam, our news editor, Sarah, our boss as well. But mainly for the listeners who make the show every single day. They've got the good crack and they're funny as out, and it's them who make the show. So this is for them, really. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Time now for the award for best sports coverage.
Please welcome, to hand over the award, British Olympian sprinter and broadcaster, Jeanette Coiquier, MBE.
Wow. Rock music. Lovely. Okay, always hotly contested, obviously, because it's sport. The bronze award goes to Sports World, BBC World Service. The silver, that goes to Everton. Nothing will be the same, BBC Studios. And your gold winner. Now, this gold winner deftly handled breaking sports news along with strong production values. Your winner tonight, the gold winner for best sports coverage, goes to Game Day, TalkSport.
Here we are again. This is Keelan, who's a big producer on Game Day. I mentioned him at the Arias last year as a talented young producer. Not so young anymore, are you?
33. It's all right.
Getting on. There's a lot of talented people behind the scenes. I mentioned this before last year at TalkSport, and Game Day is always a team game. So at the end of a show, I'll get a message saying, brilliant show today. It's always a team game. We've got reporters, producers, people pressing buttons who have to be so quick in the studio. It's just an incredible show to do. I love it. Effectively, I've been doing it how long?
20 years?
25 years. Oh, so you were 8.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I feel good. I do want to say well done to the other nominees. Apart from the Hillsborough one, right? Because I'm a Peterborough United fan, okay? And Sheffield Wednesday did Peterborough United, so how could I want that to win? But listen, I've listened to it. It's a great show. And the guys who did it, if they're here, I'll buy you a beer afterwards. But also want to dedicate this award to our football editor, Jason Bourne. It's his real name. He was actually named after the character in the books. But he's been in hospital recently. He's getting rid of a cancer, and he's fighting it, and he's on top of it, and he's doing great. So this is dedicated to Jason Bourne. Thank you very much.
Time now for a special award here at the Arias 2024.
So each year, the Pioneer Award is awarded to someone by the Radio Academy who has made a significant impact within the audio industry. The people that, through their skill and artistry honed over many years, have become household names and much-loved broadcasters.
Previous winners have been Janice Long and Tony Blackburn. Here to tell us about this year's recipient, please welcome Six Music's Lauren Laverne and Radio 1's Martha.
Good evening, everybody. It's a real pleasure to be here to talk about someone who is absolutely incredible and to present this very special Pioneer Award. So the definition of a pioneer is a person who goes before others to open up the way, one who begins or takes part in beginning some enterprise, course of action or movement. And tonight's recipient is certainly that. Annie Avril Nightingale was born in 1940. She was a war baby. As rock and roll exploded onto the public consciousness, she had a front row seat. She saw it firsthand and she fell in love with music. She became a journalist and soon after that, she was interviewing and befriending the artists that she loved. She was already a huge fan of pirate radio, so when Radio 1 launched in 1967, Annie decided that she was going to become a DJ. And showing the tenacity and endurance that would become her trademark, 3 years later, she ground them down and she got her wish. The first woman that they ever hired. Annie spent the next 54 years there until she passed away in January, holding the Guinness World Record for the longest career as a female radio presenter and as the longest serving DJ at Radio 1 ever.
In that time, Annie championed dozens of musical movements from rock to punk, new wave to acid house, all the way through to pop, grime, rave, breakbeat and bass. She was a passionate advocate of new music and nurturing new sounds, and like most pioneers, she was all about the future.
Hey, hi, hello, I'm Annie Nightingale. You know, we all love music, don't we? So many different styles, and you don't often meet people who say, oh, I don't like music. It's the soundtrack to our lives.
The music's always been about change. You've got to do something that sweeps away the past. What has kept British music so exciting and refreshing? Because someone comes along and changes it all again, and we seem to welcome those changes, which I don't think necessarily happens in other countries. My name is Annie Nightingale. I am a Radio 1 DJ.
Annie Nightingale on BBC Radio 1.
What happens with most people is their interest in pop music is greatest when they're teenagers, when they're perhaps into their early 20s, and then you have rather more important things to take up your time. For some reason, for me, I've gone on that interest in the new music, the undiscovered, the underground, and seeing it, nurturing it really, becoming a DJ, appreciating music, playing it, and huge enthusiasm for it, and wanting to spread the word to other people. That is how this job happened. It's actually like being on the phone. Being on the phone to your friend and saying, I've just heard this great tune, I'd love to play it to you. I want to play it down the phone to you. Have a listen, see what you think. Radio 1 had begun and it was all male. And I was quite more than shocked to hear that, no women. This joke is a husband substitute. This is what they said. I couldn't believe it. And therefore, they don't want women broadcasting. What was so special about this pop radio station that it could not, you know, it had to be male only? I just didn't get it. I couldn't understand it. It didn't make any sense to me at all. By now, I was becoming quite a feminist. I had a column on Cosmopolitan magazine. I was quite strong about feminism generally. And so I couldn't understand it. So I'd write attacking them. And so eventually, I think they thought, we'll have to have one. Life has taken me on the most extraordinary musical journey, and I've been fortunate enough to experience many changes along the way.
I'm still passionate about finding new talented people, and I hope that perhaps I can help some of them along the way.
We had stars in our eyes at the beginning to believe that Radio 1 could be the greatest music station in the world. Well, now, I think it's come true. Thanks to you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being our friend on Radio 1.
Believed in a new artist or project, she had a laser focus. She worked relentlessly to amplify their work as much as possible. And she also had this way of not quite registering the word no. So if she came up against that, it just meant she had to find a new way to turn it into a yes.
When Radio 1 launched, there weren't any other female DJs. And these days, we talk a lot about representation. Well, Annie didn't see anyone like her doing the job. There was no blueprint to follow, but she still wanted to do it, and she still made it happen. In recent years, Annie cemented her visionary status by working with Radio 1 to create the Annie Nightingale Scholarship, which championed up-and-coming female and non-binary acts, giving them a platform on Radio 1.
She opened the door for every woman that followed her, and not only that, she showed all of us what to do when we got through it. She was encouraging, she was welcoming, she made a point of giving so many of us feedback and showing kindness to us. She made us believe that we could do it like she had. She was a pioneer, and sometimes that must have been very lonely, but you would never have known that because Annie led the way with so much joy. We are so proud to have the honour of posthumously presenting the ARIA's 2024 Pioneer Award to Annie Nightingale, CBE. Please welcome on stage to accept the award her daughter, Lucy.
Thanks, Lauren and Martha. I only wish I could fully express how much this would have meant to Mum, Annie. And I'm really sorry there's now left to me and my boys to accept this Pioneer Award on her behalf. Sorry. From our first broadcast back in 1970 through to the very last show, which aired on the 19th of December 2023, she crafted each show with pinpoint precision, expertly produced by the dedicated team at We Are Grape, headed by Rachel Barton. Always excited to discover new genres and artists, always ahead of the pack, neither age or gender were relevant to Annie. She was dedicated to the music and would barely pause to consider the years rolling by. Recently, she was concerned that so few female DJs were coming forward for consideration for her Annie Nightingale Scholarship. And I hope that despite her passing, this scholarship will continue to support new talent. Thank you so much to the ARIA's for this recognition of her impact and relevance in the industry. Thank you.
The truly incomparable Annie Nightingale. Okay, we move on to the best speech presenter now.
To be nominated for this award, you have to have great ideas and superb mental strength, because you're essentially in a room by yourself talking for hours. The microphone is the only thing separating you from needing to see a therapist.
Although, maybe still do that as well.
Yeah, okay, great.
To tell us more about these phenomenal forces of nature, please welcome Hits Radio Pride presenter, Molly Sutton.
So, the Bronze Award goes to Jack Boswell, Flaneur Productions. The Silver Award goes to Zach and Jules, the Prison Radio Association. And now to the winner, which the judges described as a compelling communicator. The gold winner for Best Speech Presenter goes to Mariana Spring, BBC Radio 4. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I can't believe, I mean, it's such an incredible category. So thank you so much to the Radio Academy, to the Arias. I need to say my thank yous to various people for the podcast I do for Radio 4. So big thank you to Emma Close, who's here, who's a brilliant producer, to Sam Bonham, who's an excellent editor, to Rian Roberts and Mohit Bakaya at Radio 4, to Nathan Jones as well. And big thank you to the brilliant team at Americast as well, who I work with all the time, Jonathan Aspinwall, who's here as well, Joe Carr, Emma Rippon, all loads of people. And most of all, well, two big thank yous to the people who trust me to investigate their stories, investigating the harm that's caused by what's unfolding on social media, hate, disinformation, algorithms, is just, I think, really important right now. And I'm so grateful for their courage for trusting me to interrogate, investigate what's happening to them. And there's no better home for that than podcasts and audio. Thank you to my undercover voters who aren't actually real, who I talk about a lot on Americast. And thank you to the audience, most of all, who follow me as I investigate this very topsy-turvy world, which makes me a massive lightning rod for the trolls. But I couldn't be more grateful for their and lots of other people's support. So thank you so much.
I loved Lightning Rod for the Trolls' first album, but then after that, it just kind of, it went off, didn't it, to go off. Up next is best coverage of an event, and no matter what it is, from music, festivals, to the Ryder Cup, these nominees have proven that with their evocative commentary, it's just as good to listen as it actually is to be there.
Mainly because if you were there, you wouldn't see anything, because some tool will be blocking your view as they film it on an iPad.
So to present the award, please welcome, from BBC Radio 1, Sam and Danny.
Hello, my loves. Doesn't everyone look gorgeous?
The bronze goes to the Great North Run Metro Radio.
And the silver goes to Clyde One, the first 50 years.
And now for the gold winner. The judges said that this entry combined the intimacy and familiarity of a family gathering within the scale of a festival.
The gold winner for best coverage of an event is
Windrush 75!
Spirit Lamp Productions to BBC Radio 2!
Windrush 75 was the most nervous I've ever been on stage at any time in my career. It was at the Royal Albert Hall. We had 3 months to put it together, covering 75 years of our existence in this country. I was glad someone said it was intimate, because we made it intimate in the end. It was really the most rewarding thing I've ever had anything to do with at the Royal Albert Hall or the BBC. I'd like to thank Spiritland and Radio 2 for broadcasting it, and everyone, the three generations that turned up at the Royal Albert Hall that day and made a little black boy very, very proud. Thank you very much.
This award is for news coverage supported by Radio News Hub. These are incredibly hardworking journalists who dedicate their time and even take risks to ensure we get the most creative and robust reporting in the world. And what thanks do they get?
Quite a lot, actually. We're giving them an award.
Yeah, it's not enough, is it?
And to present it, please welcome from Hits Radio, it's Mary Mandeville.
And the bronze goes to Pod Save the UK, Reduce Listening, Crooked Media. The silver goes to Israel-Hamas war coverage, Times Radio. And finally, for the gold, the judges found this entry compelling and beautifully produced. The gold winner for best news coverage, supported by Radio News Hub, is Shiny Bob, the Devil's Advocate, BBC Radio Scotland News.
We didn't plan this at all, so...
No, we didn't. Thank you so much for this. This is a really tricky one to work on. We wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for Mark and Susie sharing the worst part of their lives with us. Just remarkable, really. So thank you very much. You want to say?
Done. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Cheers. Well done, mate. Well done.
Our next award is for Best Factual Single Programme, and the nominees in this category cover such a huge range of subjects, everything from the uplifting to the truly heartbreaking.
Now, if you were someone who exposed stories of crimes, injustices and misdemeanours where I grew up in Crawley, you'd be called a graft. But thankfully, radio is far more enlightened.
Yes. To present that little gold radio, please welcome our nomination party hosts, Chloe Tilley and Callum MacDonald from Times Radio Breakfast.
Well, the bronze goes to Inside an Autistic Mind, Boffin Media for BBC News World Service.
And the silver award goes to Children Locked Away, Britain's Modern Bedlam by Tortoise Media.
And for the gold award, the judges commended the skill, tone and pace of this entry.
So the gold winner for Best Factual Single Show goes to File on 4, John Holmes, Generation Shame on BBC Radio 4.
If you ever want to fall in love, if you ever want to bet.
What an incredible category. Well, we haven't prepared this, have we?
No.
Listen, that's incredible. Thank you so much. For those that don't know, I was adopted at a very young age, like 4 months old. And during lockdown, I told Lizzie here, our brilliant producer, how I'd spit in a jar and got a DNA test that some of you may have done. And it came back telling me I was, unbeknownst to me, Irish. And I had no idea. And I was telling Lizzie about this the moment this file arrived. And she said, there's a documentary in that. And I went, no, there isn't. Turns out she was right. So we made this documentary, and it was about forced adoption. And very briefly through it, I was told when I was adopted at that very young age from my adoptive parents, because they were lied to by everybody as well, that my mum gave me up for adoption. She didn't. She was forced to give me up because that was the 1960s and 1970s. And so we wanted to make a documentary about this. And it's a scandal. It's a terrible scandal. The government haven't apologised for it, so I would call upon them now to apologise for that, as other governments have. Sorry, this is slightly emotional. I think I just want to thank everybody involved in making the documentary. We had Michael Lambert, who's a brilliant expert on this stuff, and Keane as well, who was one of our interviewees. And this means nothing to any of you, I realise. I'm so sorry for banging on about it, but I genuinely wasn't expecting it. So, and during the process, I think I found a sister I didn't know I had. I found a brother I didn't know I had. I discovered my birth mum died in 2000. All of this came out in the last year. So I've got a sister and a brother, and now I've got this, and this is very much the third place thing, but thank you very much indeed.
Incredibly well deserved. If you enjoyed the award for Best Factual Single Programme but thought you'd like it maybe more if the subject was spread across several episodes, maybe with some credits in between, then we have exactly the award for you.
Callum and Chloe are such fans, they've decided to stay and present this one too. Yes, it's time for Best Factual Series. Take it away, team.
Thank you very much. We're just crazy nuts about factual programming.
Well, the bronze goes to I'm Not Nicholas, BBC Studios for Audible.
The silver award is for White Smoke, America's Chemsex Killer, Whistledown Productions.
And the judges felt this gold-winning entry effectively combined top-notch investigative journalism and creative sound design.
And so, we will award the gold winner this evening for Best Factual Series to Terry White, Finding Britain's Ghost Children, BBC Radio 5 Live.
Before you start, I've got to say something, right? We were not expecting this. You did watch the Shmaima Begum one, right? Listen to it, it's really good. I was a magazine editor for 20 years, and I'm a newbie to all this, and I've absolutely fallen in love with audio and with radio. But I want to bring the mood down for a minute. I'll be quick about it. 158,000 kids in this country are missing from school. 22% of all school kids in England are persistently absent. Who's most at risk? Kids with special educational needs and disabilities, kids on free school meals, kids in poverty, kids in care. And the risk to those kids who are at risk is massive. I know because I was one of those kids. I grew up in poverty, endured terrible sexual and physical abuse, and I was saved by school. There are kids today not being saved by school. I'm so emotional about this. And I want to say thank you to BBC Radio 5 for giving a fuck about those kids, for letting me make this and be their voice, for actually going and finding those kids and listening to them and giving them a platform. Specifically, Anna Stewart, our editor, the sound design guy I mentioned is Dan Maudsley, Sophie Donnelly, whose idea it was, and she's one of the best journalists I've ever worked with, Karen Ward, sound guy. We're honestly so overwhelmed, and I'd like to dedicate this to Arthur Labinio Hughes, who was our inspiration every single day of making this programme. Thank you.
Next is our award for Best Music Breakfast Show, supported by Music Master On Air.
These nominees are the people we love to wake up with, not like that. And presenting this award, please welcome from Magic Radio, Niamh Spencer.
Hi, everyone. The bronze goes to the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show, BBC Radio 2. The silver goes to Pulse One Breakfast with Milo and Rosie. And the gold, the judges applauded the continued connection with the listener. The gold for the best music breakfast show supported by Music Master On Air goes to Boogie in the Morning, Fourth One.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you to the judges. Congratulations to all the nominees. This is really unexpected. We didn't expect this one. If you told us we'd be up against Chris Evans and Zoe Ball, we'd have laughed you out of the place. But we're so happy. We've got the best bosses in the world. Michael McCrae, Victoria Easton Riley. Thank you to you guys. The best co-host in the world, Arlene, who's just amazing. Marty, who's our producer, and Joe, who does the travel for us in the morning. And we're in the best city in the world. We're in Edinburgh. And we broadcast to Scotland, and we're so happy. And this is for the people who listen to the show. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our final award before we pop off to have a break is Best Commercial Partnership. And I've been thinking about this award since I had my delicious Kellogg's Cocoa Pops this morning.
Yeah, me too. I was actually just talking to a friend before we came out, and I was just thinking all of the nominees on this list are kind of as smooth as, I guess, Sheba cat food, and their moral compass as strong as maybe Cathedral City Cheddar, just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They really are the Ferraris of the radio world. So to present, please welcome a Ferrari of a man. It's BBC Asia Network's Bobby Friction.
So the bronze goes to Today with Tony's Mags Creative. The silver goes to Change Your Tune, Pod Cart, nearly said something else then, for their bar choir. And for the gold, well, the judges applauded the simple effectiveness of this partnership. The gold for Best Commercial Partnership goes to A Place Called Home, Audio Always.
We just weren't expecting this at all. I know lots of people say that, but we really weren't. Thank you to Dreams. Thank you to Shelter. Thank you to Aklima, who shared her story with us, and all the hard work went to this lady here, Becky Green, who wrote what was an amazing story based on Aklima's story. So thank you so much. Thank you.
That
that's all from the podcast for this week. Next week, it's our ARIA special part two, with the winners from the second half of the show, plus we go backstage for reaction and some behind-the-scenes gossip. You can check out our website, radioacademy.org, and our socials for pictures and videos of the winners. Right, I'm off to get a strong coffee and recover from the excitement of last night, and I'll see you next week.